So yesterday was a wonderful day. I had my fourth seminar, so that's rounding out a year's worth, and it was really successful and I'm really proud. I'm also really, really grateful to all the people who came out and chose to be a part of it and missed the Cowboys game or at least half of it to be there. It was a really unique day. I feel that I've overcome one of my own obstacles, which is just, well, to put it bluntly, being afraid that it won't sell out. But it did, and I was able to even sell some additional tickets, and that was really cool. But what was the coolest was the people who came. I mean, every single person was special, of course, and I am beyond grateful. But I had some specific, really interesting people come. There was a couple older than I am who, man, they were neat, right? You could tell their shared spiritual experience. And I immediately had this like kindred spirit thing with them. Do you hear that? I'm so sorry. That is the sound that it makes when my chickens go by the camera we've put in since the one we had get attacked. Anyway, this couple I first met. Actually, I think farther back than they realize. I believe I met them at the Unity Church many, many, many years ago. But they remember meeting me at a metaphysical shop here in town where I used to do events and readings and stuff when, as the gentleman put it, I was just starting out. And he shared with me things that I said to him then, the first time we met, that were right, and that I've actually met with his daughter and someone else in his family, and how much I helped them. And that was awesome. And to have somebody there who has been following me since I, as he said, just started out, was really fulfilling. I was surprised how good, not surprised, I enjoyed how good that felt. I had a couple that drove in from San Antonio and they were awesome. The woman told me how, she had been trying to get her husband to listen to the podcast for a long time, and he actually found me quite annoying, specifically my laugh, as I laugh now. But when he finally gave in and actually listened, now he's a fan of the show. And they both drove in and made a weekend of it so that they could meet me. And I am, can I say, truly humbled by that. There were people that drove in from Oklahoma and from Houston, and wow. And there were people who came without having any idea who I was. There were people who came because somebody said, "You need to see Jennifer. You need to meet Jennifer." And they were trusting the message of someone else. And that is just amazing. Amazing that they would trust their friends' advice and their gut feelings about it, and then that they would come and be so open-minded and actually such a good match for me and my style of spiritual teaching. There was even a mom from school who the original mom from school that came. I'm not surprised. I very much wanted her to come. She has been following the podcast and me for years, but she brought a friend with her. And it turns out that we met at the very beginning of the school year at Meet the Teacher. We met in the hallway. And I remember very specifically when this moment was. It was sort of me at the crossroads with several other sets of parents, and none of them actually knew each other. And they were all in the same grade except for me and Stephanie, who was eavesdropping. And, it turns out as they walked away, this woman said to my friend, "I'm glad that lady was there. She made all of this easy for all of us." Now, I don't remember what I said or what I did that warranted that. But my friend turned around and started laughing and said, "Yeah, you listened to her podcast." And then, of course, she came up and shared that with me. And I find that quite delightful. Another thing I observed yesterday that I enjoyed and found interesting was the different reactions that people had to the energy in the room. As you can imagine, this is spiritual community and it is quite an intense energetic experience for some people. Just as I was noticing two women who I know very well almost looked like they were going to nod off in the peacefulness of the space. Another woman raised her hand and started her question with the comment, the expression of gratitude, that she had felt down and tired before she came in, but that the moment she came in, she felt energized and alive, and she was grateful to everybody there for that sensation. I don't know why I feel the need to share all this with you, other than, well, you know me, you know I like to say things out loud. But it's so much gratitude for the people who came and for each and every one of you that chooses to put part of your spiritual growth and spiritual path in my hands. Choosing to just go through this process with me, even if you're sort of a voyeur that just wants to see what's going to happen. I see you and I appreciate you and I notice. And when you take the time to tell me that I make a difference, it lifts me up. And when you take the time to tell me my laugh is annoying, that lifts me up a little bit too. Or maybe it grounds me. I'm not sure. But that's something else too, right? It was really interesting yesterday because the event is only 2 hours, right? I go about an hour early and I usually stay about an hour late. So I was gone for maybe 4 hours at the most. And I got home after feeling like I'd been on another planet, right? As if I'd been on Mars for a week. I come home to my children and my husband, and it is life as usual. And they're happy to see me and all the things because they're sweethearts. But it was not for them as if I had been on Mars for a week. It was, oh, mommy, we're glad you're home. I missed you. Here's a hug and a kiss. And everybody's back to normal. And 5 minutes later, I was folding laundry. And you know what? At first, I had this split moment where I wanted to be like, damn it, couldn't they have done all this and had me come home to something extraordinary? They could have. And if I would have asked them to, the truth is, they would have. But I didn't ask and it wasn't necessary. I came home and I folded laundry. And I thought about one of the conversations we had during the seminar, something you've all heard me say before, how it's the task for the task's sake, and how our spirit came here for the most spiritual experiences and even what we seem to think is the most mundane, like folding our laundry. Laundry's not so bad. I actually enjoyed it yesterday. I marveled at the fullness of life and how there really is time for both the building of spiritual community and growing as spiritual individuals, and for things like soccer practice and dinner and folding the laundry. Remember, beloved, that to our spirit, it is all good and all valuable, all day, all the time. Think about that today. Think about that this week. Think about this for the rest of your life. Yes, we have moments where we are touched by the true presence and power of spiritual energy, and it's big and it's in everybody in the room, and so it's palpable. And then there are moments that the quiet whisper as we fold the sheets is equally valuable, on occasion, even more so. Hold that in your heart. Let me know what you think. Until next time, beloved, namaste.